Father, lead us now as we study thy word in Jesus' name. Amen. For the past days, we've been studying the grace of God. In fact, we've been studying the grace of God for many weeks. And the last few days, we've been studying verses in the Gospel of John. Now, some 2,000 years ago, a baby was born in Bethlehem of Judea, but not just an ordinary baby. This babe was God in flesh, the Word in flesh. Now, Jesus made several statements in the Gospel of John that prove his deity and declare that he was very God. Number one is found in John 4. I read this chapter the other day, last week. We talked about the woman of Samaria. But I'm going to read this verse again, and we'll read about six or seven verses as time permits. Jesus claimed, boldly claimed, to be God. Now listen. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Now, Jesus made that statement in reply to the woman's statement. That is, she said, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he has come, he'll tell us all things. Now, Jesus said, I am Christ. So that meant that he was very God, the Son of God, begotten of God, and God's Christ, deity. Beloved, in this day of liberalism and modernism, there are hundreds and thousands of ministers who go in the pulpit and they say a lot of nice things about Jesus. They preach sermons about his miracles, about his healing power and all of that. And then they deny his virgin birth. They deny the deity. They deny that he was God in flesh. But Jesus said, I am Messiah. Now look at John 6 and verse 63. I read this verse also last week, but in a different light. That is, we studied it in connection with many other verses. In John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, Jesus claimed that the words he uttered were different from the words spoken by any other man. There have been some great men. Now, from the standpoint of religion, and please note, I said religion, not Christianity. From the standpoint of religion, there have been some giants in flesh. I could name a few, Muhammad, Confucius, and of course others, later ones. But there has never been a man who looked at a dead corpse like the little boy, like the son, the widow's son, and the little girl. And of course, Lazarus was in the tomb. Jesus didn't look at him, but he spoke the word, Lazarus come forth, and he came forth alive after he'd been dead 4 days, and he was deteriorating. Even though he had been dead 4 days, and his flesh, his body had begun to deteriorate, Jesus said, Lazarus come forth, and he came forth alive, well, healthy. Now, not only did Jesus speak life into the body, but he spoke life to the spirit, and he still speaks life to the spirit, to anyone, regardless of who they are, who will believe his word and trust in his saving grace. He will speak life. He will give life. He will come into that heart, and he is life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So Jesus claimed that the words he uttered were living words, words that were alive, inspired, words that brought salvation. You remember in the case of Cornelius, when God told Peter, or rather when God's messenger told Cornelius to send for Peter, and then Peter testified that God had instructed him to give to the house of Cornelius words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. In other words, we are born into God's family. We become recipients of life eternal by hearing the living word of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 7 and verse 17, we read these enlightening words. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now, Jesus claims here that any man, regardless, doesn't make any difference. You might be a college professor, or you might not be able to read your own name or write your own name. Doesn't matter. If any man, now this is in chapter 7 and verse 17. If any man, it doesn't specify a minister or a missionary, Bible teacher, or a president or a governor, no, or a college professor, no, no. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. Now, he's talking about, of course, if you'll read the preceding verses and the preceding chapters, they questioned everything that Jesus said or did. They said that he performed miracles by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons, and they said he was an impostor and illegitimate, and so on. Now, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now, Jesus said, if any man, in other words, if you'll hear my word, if you'll believe my doctrine, if you'll believe what I say, then you'll know. So, Jesus claimed that the words he uttered imparted knowledge, divine wisdom. If any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. If any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. Now Jesus said, if you'll hear my word, if you'll do my will, if you'll listen to my doctrine, you'll know whether it is of God or of man. So Jesus claimed that through the words he spoke, divine knowledge, divine understanding was given, and it is. In Peter, that is the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2 and verse 6, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded or confused. Now, Peter is saying, in other words, exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am, and that's God. Jesus said, the words I speak resurrect the dead, and that's God. No man can raise the dead except God. Jesus said, if you'll hear my doctrine, you'll know, and true knowledge is imparted only by God. Now look at chapter 8 and verse 26, and here's what we read. I have many things to say and to judge of you. Notice now. But he that sent me is true. I have many things to say and many things to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Now, in that statement, Jesus claimed to be the one to whom God had revealed the message that the world needs to hear. Jesus said, the one that sent me is true. Now, of course, truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. Ye shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. I am truth, and truth is God. So, Jesus is claiming here in this statement that all true revelation, the revelation of truth and all true revelation, comes from God. He came from God, and the words that he had spoken were given to him by God. He heard God speak them, and he is speaking the words that God spoke. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father, that is God. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he. Now, he said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know I am. Now, I want to point out something here that's very interesting. I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Jesus said, I do not do anything myself. Everything I do, everything I say, everything I am is God. Now, Jesus was born exactly as the Old Testament prophets said he would be born. He lived as they said he would live. He died exactly as they said he would die. In other words, everything that the Old Testament prophesied concerning the first coming of Jesus was literally fulfilled to the letter. They saw him, they heard him, they watched him work miracles, open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead. Again, I point to Lazarus. He'd been dead 4 days. He had begun to deteriorate. And Jesus simply said, come forth. And he came forth well and healthy. And he ate. And Jesus sat at the table with Jesus and ate. He was very much alive, flesh and bones. And they saw all that, but they did not believe. But Jesus said, when you lift me up, that is, when you nail me to the cross, my birth did not convince you, my life has not convinced you, my words have not convinced you, my miracles have not convinced you, but when you nail me to the cross, then my Father will show you. My Father will. So all true revelation, all truth proceeds from God. And Jesus said, the words I speak are the words that I heard God speak. Therefore, Jesus said, I am God. You don't believe it now, but you will. When you nail me to the cross, when you lift me up, you'll believe it. Now, in John 12, in connection with that same truth, in John 12, 46, I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. God is light. Jesus said, I am God, I'm light. I am God come into the world. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken. Note, the word that I have spoken. Now, the thing that I'm trying to get across to you today is the words uttered by Jesus declared his deity, declared that he was God in flesh, and declared that if man heard his words and refused to believe his words, the very words that he had spoken shall judge that man in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father, God, which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Jesus said, I have not uttered one word that God did not tell me to utter, and I have uttered every word that God told me to utter, and therefore the words I speak in your presence prove that I am God in flesh, and if you refuse to hear me, then the words I speak will judge you. Now look at John 13, 18. John 13 and verse 18. I speak not to you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now Jesus said, I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now in that statement, Jesus claimed omniscience. Jesus claimed omniscience. That is, he claimed to be God. In chapter 14 and verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words, the W-O-R-D-S, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. In these 7 or 8 scriptures that I've read to you today on the Gospel Hour, these words spoken by Jesus declare that he was more than man, he was God in flesh. Hear these words, believe them, receive them, and God will save you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus who uttered these words that I've read today, in his precious name and for his sake, I beg, save every soul that is listening now who is not saved. Save that soul that's nearest hell. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen.